Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie is here taking us out to the cinema. And you know what? Cate Blanchett is back on that big screen. We're going to find out all about it. Susie, what's the first film we're looking at?
G'day, Kat. Well, this one is taking us to the cinema, like you say. Tar is out now, so you can catch it right now at the cinema. This one uses noise and music to create tension, and it's a psychological thriller, so the tension really is high. Cate Blanchett plays Lydia Tar. She's a renowned conductor who is accused of sexual abuse. She's caught up in accusations of favoritism amongst the musicians in her orchestra, as well as death and chronic pain. So Tar finds herself dealing with media scrutiny as well as that from her peers. This is touted to be an Oscar winner for Blanchett's performance. So if you can handle that noise and that tension, seeing this in the cinema, it will definitely be a big payoff. And it's out now. You can see it at the Empire and the Cine 17 in Geneva.
It is, as you say, noisy. I mean, if you're triggered by weird, loud or grating noises, honestly, this one is not for you, because that kind of is like the running theme of this. Let's hear a snippet from the trailer.
She's starting to disappear into herself.
You want to dance the mask, you must service the composer. You've got to sublimate yourself, your ego, and yes, your identity.
You must in fact stand in front of the public and God and obliterate yourself.
I did wonder at first whether this one was a bit of a risk for Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, it's a good question, because it's written and directed by a guy called Todd Field, and it's only his third film, so he doesn't really have like a massive repertoire in Hollywood. All of his films are psychological thrillers. This is actually the one that has earned him a place in something called the Directors Guild of America. So he's, you know, getting those high achievements after all. But he said this film would not have been made if Cate Blanchett refused the part. He wrote it for her, and he just would have shelved it if she said no. So she decided it was worth the risk.
She took that role of Lydia Tar, and he said, okay, let's make it. But if it wasn't her, nobody would have gotten it. What's the response to this been like thus far?
So the movie is about Tar and her relationships, but it has been suggested by some critics that it is also about cancel culture, which is obviously a unique phenomenon that we're dealing with these days. You know, it's a direct response to bad behavior by people in social media. So this movie kind of involves all of that public opinion, what we think of those in the spotlight. All of that is covered in this film.
So this one called Tar, it is out at the cinema right now. Let's jump on to our small screen. There is a show that has been going on for 18 seasons. The 19th has just dropped on Sky Show. This is NCIS. What is this?
Yeah, so NCIS is in its 19th season, and the whole season has hit our small screens this week. 21 episodes, plus you can watch all previous seasons, available now on Sky Show. So NCIS revolves around a fictional team of special agents. They work for the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, which examines crimes involving the Navy and Marine Corps. That is a mouthful. So after 19 seasons, you can imagine, it's like one of those Grey's Anatomy type shows. There have been a lot of actors come and go, but there has been one that has been a staple this whole time. His name is Mark Harmon. That's the actor's name. He plays a guy called Gibb. And at the end of season 8, Gibb decided, you know what? I'm done with the NCIS life. I'm retiring. And so this season, season 19, sees his team dealing with his departure as a crime fighter. And of course, the team's continued fight against naval crime.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
He's on the move.
How deep is this cover? Her father has been dead for 12 years.
No, not according to APHIS.
Who are you?
We've got a polygraph test Monday. They're targeting someone.
Me?
If you love a good old-fashioned cop show with a twist, because this one also has boats in it, this one is for you. So I do wonder how many seasons of this they're going to do. We're on 19, Susie.
And 20 has been confirmed, so we're going to have at least 20.
Oh, wow. And if you want to head out to the big screen, check out Kate Blanchett in Tar at the cinema. This has been Big Screen, Little Screen. You can find out more cine and series reviews at worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. It's catch you next week. Thanks, Susie.
Thank you, Kat. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.